much, Nancy. And I also want to offer my thanks to everyone Nancy mentioned for allowing me back into the world of the Russian Film Symposium. It's my second time here. Quite pleased to be back. And if I could add one more quick thank you, it's to the graduate students who apparently now give me $4 each for reading this book. That's what I get. But the graduate students at the University of Pittsburgh are outstanding. They do a lot of work as well during this week. They listen to our requests, drive us to places like the Church Brew Works, where we were earlier today, so on and so forth. So thank you as well. Let me begin with something I tell my students never to do in their papers, and that's with dictionary definitions. So the dictionary definitions are of zoology. And I looked at several dictionaries, and more or less here's what they say about zoology. It's the scientific study of the behavior, structure, physiology, classification, and distribution of animals. That's part one. Or the animal life of a particular place or time. And in looking at the Oxford Dictionary of Zoology, under the entry human beings, it's a very large entry, I'll just read a couple parts of it. Humans, of course, are characterized by erect posture and bipedal locomotion, manual dexterity and increased tool use compared to other animals, and a general trend toward larger, more complex brains and societies. And in all of these entries, one of the first things mentioned in terms of the physiography of the humans is that, like other apes in our own family, we lack external tails. How would we classify a human being, though, that's not like this? And what if a human being had a tail? Can we also, taking another zoological approach, study human life of a particular place and time, such as Russia today? And more importantly, can cold scientific zoological perspectives, biological approaches, tell us what's most meaningful about the behavior of human beings, what's really meaningful about the behavior of human beings, what makes us tick, our prejudices, our fears, our beliefs? These definitions I began with and these questions are ones we should keep in mind as we watch Ivan Twardowski's film, Zoology. It's also worth noting that our desire to categorize, to sort, to classify is a profoundly human trait. I spent the afternoon at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. It's quite evident there. Zoology is about a middle-aged woman named Natasha. She's a social outcast. She still lives with her mother. Her coworkers constantly make fun of her. She works for a zoo. She's a food procurement specialist. She buys food for the animals. In many ways, her life at home and her life at work is one where she's caged in. She has more meaningful interactions with the zoo animals that she visits regularly than with her fellow human beings. Then she grows a tail. More on that in a second. Zoology, the film, is the 28-year-old Ivan Twardowski's second feature-length film after 2014's Correction Class, which was about students, and more specifically, the treatment of a disabled student after she attends regular school for the first time, having been homeschooled up to that point by her mother. Her classmates are callous and cruel. Watch the film and see. Her mother in that film, it's worth noting, was played by Natalia Pavlinkova, who plays Natasha in this film. That first film of Twardowski won Best Debut at Kino Tavr and the main prize in the East of the West competition at Karlovy Vary. Twardowski's debut thus categorized him as one of the most important young filmmakers in Russia today, also proven by his pedigree. He's the son of a documentary filmmaker. He graduated from Alexei Uchitel's class at VGIK, the main film school in Russia. Let's get back to that tail, though. It's large and lifelike, as you'll see. It looks like a human tail, not like an animal tail. The director, or at least what a human tail would look like, I suppose, were we to grow one. The director revealed it was animatronic, it was made of silicon, and it was controlled by a joystick. So it has a life of its own. Although she tries to hide it, Natasha becomes a new person, or is it a new animal, with it. She begins a romantic relationship with Petya, the x-ray technician who does not bat an eye when she goes in to get her new appendage checked out. She gets her hair cut more fashionably, she wears more hip clothing, she goes dancing, she drinks, she has fun. Meanwhile, Natasha's mother and other residents in her drab town start talking about the rumors they've heard of a devilish woman who's grown a tail. Natasha's new tail, therefore, which if we were using zoological terms, means she would be harder to classify as a human being, makes her more human in that she's more sociable, more fun, more interested in other people. Her fellow humans, meanwhile, with the exception of Petya, revert to more animalistic hatreds and prejudices. I won't spoil any more of the plot, but I will say that there's a scene or two, that involves the sex life of the human animal, and of course, the tail's role in that sex life. That's also brought up in every dictionary definition of zoology. What I'll do instead is turn to what the director and Russian critics have all pointed to. Clearly, the tail is a metaphor, most obviously a phallic one, as Zhanna Budinkova's program notes indicate, her excellent program notes. Twardowski, in an interview with a Russian magazine, even talked about a screening he gave in Toronto where a psychotherapist raised her hand first to ask a question, and then Twardowski, that is, in recounting this tale, said it turned into a lecture where the psychotherapist first looked into the diabolical and phallic aspects of the tale, and then diagnosed Natasha as someone who had not matured properly because of her domineering mother, did not receive normal socialization as a result, and thus spent 55 years incubating something that turned into a tale. And by the way, that's not a guide for the question or the discussion after. I suppose you can give me a lecture about the phallic nature of the tale if you're a psychotherapist like that. One Russian reviewer even declared the tale the real heroine of the film. For, in his words, it's real, big, naked, stirring. Other reviewers explored the meanings of the tale similarly. Most explored this phallic aspect. And all also wondered how to categorize zoology as a film in genre cinema. Is it a melodrama? Is it a romantic comedy? Is it satire? Is it a thriller? A fantasy? Social commentary? So think about these things as you watch it. Twardowski himself has claimed he filmed it in the spirit of Gogol, Saltykov-Shchedrin, and even Dostoevsky. And other reviewers have picked up these spirits, as well as added Kafka to them, fairly obviously. In terms of what the director himself has said about the film, he says that its tale, or the tale of the tale, is a distinguishing trait, something special that each of us has, whether it be political views, or taste in music, or sexual orientation. The film, in his mind, offers a commentary on current Russian society, which he says no longer celebrates individualism, but rather dictates uniformity. Zoology, this is Twardowski's words, is about the existence of a human being within the animal world and the other way around. The animal world's existence in the human world and their interactions with each other. I understand, again the director speaking, that in the context of today's situation in the Russian Federation, the focus is on a more national rather than being more universal. But when I started with this idea, I really wanted to focus on the relations of human beings and animals living within a certain environment. Animals live in an environment without any politics, without any presidents, without any borders, and they also face the question of tolerance within their society. We all live in a society, in nature under the sun, and in a way, everyone is part of the food chain. Thus, the director confirmed the dictionary definitions I began with. Zoology, in his mind, is about the general scientific study of animals, their behavior, how we classify them, as well as the animal life of a particular place or time, in this case, Russia today. All right, let's now prepare to study Twardowski's zoology, its structures, behaviors, classifications, and of course, that tale. Thank you very much.